we have a huge dog, and I was amazed.
John McLaughlin and his wife Susan have come from Pennsylvania to tour the park this week. And although it's raining, windy, and cold on this day, they say they're having a wonderful time.
Well, we heard a lot about Rocky Mountain Park, and we heard that it was beautiful, and it certainly is.
The McLaughlin's plan is to hike and experience as much of the park as they can before thousands flood the area for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. Park spokeswoman Kyle Patterson says large crowds are expected and that many of those visitors are coming from along the Front Range.
Lots of folks doing the staycation were handy, and they'll come to recreate here.
In fact, more and more people are visiting the park each year. Patterson says attendance was up almost 7% last year to nearly 3.5 million.
And it was our third busiest season since the park was established in 1915, almost 100 years ago. Because of our mild spring, our March visitation was up, our April visitation was up. So far this year, we're up 30%.
And that's causing its own problems. The main road leading to one of the park's most popular destinations, Bear Lake, is badly in need of repair. Completed in 1928, the road has not seen major reconstruction for over 76 years. Joe Arnold is head of the construction project.
There are going to be retaining walls, and much like we did in the first phase, which we completed in 2000.
Standing next to an unfinished retaining wall, Arnold oversees a unique scene. Tall pine trees and a rushing creek surrounded by backhoes, large concrete slabs, bales of rebar, and construction workers digging up massive amounts of dirt and rock.
We're doing a little bit of road widening here, make it a little safer for shuttle buses and RVs to pass, and a little easier to snow plow and things like that. Just basically bring the road into the 21st century and accommodate the sheer number of visitors we have here.
The nearly $24 million project funded by the Federal Highway Administration should be completed by next September. And after this weekend, Arnold says construction kicks into high gear along a five-mile stretch of Bear Lake Road, and that Bear Lake will only be accessible via shuttle bus because the road will be limited to just one lane.
From 9 a.m. To 4 p.m., it'll be shuttle access only beyond roughly the Big Thompson River in Moraine Park. But on the south side of Moraine Park, there'll be a kiosk, and we'll be limiting uphill traffic to shuttle buses only from 9 to 4.
Arnold says total wait times to get up and back down the road may even exceed an hour and a half during peak construction.
I'd like to see one. I've been to Alaska many times. I've seen lots of grizzly bears, but I've never seen one.
That didn't seem to bother Pennsylvania couple John and Susan McLaughlin. They braved the long wait times and traveled up the road to the Glacier Gorge parking area past the construction zone. John says people should simply take the lengthy wait in stride.
So you had to go through this construction to get up to this?
We did.
And how was that for you today?
Well, it was a little long, but the waits really aren't too bad because the country's so beautiful.
And that's what park officials like Kyle Patterson are stressing for those who may be stressing about getting to their favorite hiking spot. There's over 416 square miles of Rocky Mountain National Park to explore, most of which won't be tied up with construction. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.